The last time you guys played Columbus at home,
performance like this has to be certainly really encouraging as you guys sort of starting to find a little more momentum here.
Yeah, we obviously weren't happy last time we played them and we gave up. We just had so many mistakes last time and we didn't get on the inside. We didn't create any scoring chance, and obviously this was the rematch for us to get back on track and playing good hockey against this team. And I mean, last couple of games we've been playing very solid games, especially on the road, and we wanted to bring that today. And obviously the Dads gave us a little extra energy there to keep on going, and came out with a solid 60 minutes.
What has been, you know, the important part of what that solid play has been for you guys?
It's been simple hockey. I mean, playing simple, we're playing north, we're playing to our strength, we're not shooting ourselves in the foot on the offensive blue lines or trying to make plays in dangerous areas of the ice. We're keeping things simple, and that's how we're staying successful.
Big night for a lot of guys on this team in terms of milestones. You assist on both Jack's 100th career goal, Nico's 300th point. I mean, that has to feel good, just, you know, as another story for particularly you with those guys who you've been around with a long time.
Yeah, obviously those are two of the guys, and especially Nico, that I've been around the whole time and stuff, and obviously that's awesome for them. I mean, they're gonna have a lot more going forward, and I hope to help to contribute to a lot of them. And I mean, they're such a big part of our team, and it's awesome seeing those milestones, and Lindy as well.
What's it been like being paired back up with Jack right now on your line?
It's been working good. I mean, sometimes you get to switch things around, and I think we played very solid hockey together with Nico too, and sometimes you get to switch things up, and obviously me and Jack have played a lot together with our speed and our chemistry that we have had to find each other and read off each other with our speed and our hockey sense. So we're successful tonight.
The power play in the last couple of games was getting chances but not able to convert. Was there anything different, or is it just sort of one of those bounces that goes your way and hopefully you can propel that forward?
No, I think the power play today was good. We've been sticking with it, and I mean, yeah, even when the puck doesn't go in, you create momentum, you create energy for the team, and I think we've been playing pretty solid, and we were just waiting for those pucks to bounce in, and Jack came up with a great shot there on the 4-on-3.
And to see Dawson at the end of the game with that shot block, that has to be, you know, I saw, you know, everyone banging on the bench for that.
Yeah, it was huge. Those are plays that matters, and those are plays that not always show up on the score sheet and look like fancy plays, but I mean, it helped us win a game.
Your dad said to me this morning that you warned him about the cannon. How do you think he did with the cannon going
on? I don't know. We'll see now when I go see him after the game. We'll see how. Usually he forgets about things like that when I tell him, so we'll see. I think he enjoyed it, though.
How much of a boost did it give you guys, Dads in the building?
You know, it's huge. I mean, they're the reason we're here. Like, they're all the sacrifice of time and everything that they have put on us as kids to live out our dream and to drive us around and have us at camps and whatever that can be. They've been providing us with everything we need to get to this point, and obviously having them here is huge for us, and it's a little emotional as well.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks.